USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the big development, President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings. In both countries, the president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 points, the NASDAQ up 87, the S&P 500 up 23 points. In media news now, Fox News Channel changing its election branding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
As Fox News Channel prepares for the 2020 presidential election, the network is changing its election brand.
This is America's election headquarters.
That label had been a mainstay on Fox News Channel for its election coverage for over a decade, but that's now giving way to Democracy 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And there's a new report out on the least tax-friendly states. Number one on the list, Illinois. Number two, Connecticut. Number three, New York. Number four, Wisconsin. And rounding out the top five, New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
MGM reaching a financial settlement with relatives of the victims of the shooting at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A deal has been reached between MGM and the victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. MGM Resorts International has agreed to pay up to $800 million to the families of the 58 victims of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting and the hundreds of others that were injured.
The stories that all of you, I'm sure, heard about what happened that night and the impacts on these people is horrific. But this is a step in the right direction.
Robert Eglitz's law firm represents over 2,500 victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It could be a very strong Christmas for retailers across the country. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.